since we have no program notes tonight, I think I can legally say a few words about the Mozart Sonata that you're going to hear now. Some of you may have been sitting there saying, "Ah, I wasn't aware that Mozart wrote a sonata for the viola and piano." And of course, you'd be absolutely right. Some of you might have thought, "Ah, here is an unknown, unfound manuscript that I discovered under a bedpan in Salzburg, Austria." Which I'm sorry to say I didn't. Most of you will know that this is one of approximately 40 sonatas that Mozart wrote for the pianoforte and the violin. You notice I put the keyboard instrument first, because they primarily are keyboard sonatas, which he allows the stringed instrument to sort of play along with. As you will even hear in this sonata tonight, there is a cadenza in what we hope is the charming last movement. The cadenza is for the keyboard instrument. Well, of course, we all know that Mozart was a great pianist. I remember picturing him sitting on the lap of Marie Antoinette when he was 6 years old playing piano concertos. Like that. And of course, he wrote thousands of pieces for the keyboard instrument. He also obviously loved and wrote a lot for the violin. He himself said in letters to his father that he was an accomplished violinist now, but he said he really enjoyed playing the viola as well. The question is, if he loved playing the viola so much, why didn't he write at least one sonata? Well, I think the answer is that in 1778, when this sonata was written in Mannheim, you could go to the violin store in Mannheim and buy a violin which looks just like the ones that we have today. In other words, for the last 300 years, the violin has not changed in size or shape. That's progress, but anyway. Not so if you went to the viola store. You would have found a large, even larger, more cumbersome instrument than the violas we have today. As a matter of fact, the viola was sort of consigned during the classical period to the indigent second violinist. And Mozart probably enjoyed them because he didn't have to work very hard to play the viola. But I think that these instruments that we know today, which most of the old ones have been cut down to a more manageable size, the makers today are making them in a more manageable size. I think if Mozart had seen these instruments today, he would have said, well, instead of 40 sonatas for the violin and piano, how about at least maybe 8, we'll say, for the viola. That's been my mission in life recently. And I just want to share this with you, that the first 20 years of my musical life, I was a violinist. And I had the good fortune of being in a family where we had several wonderful pianists. And I grew up playing these Mozart sonatas. For the last 30 years as a violist, I've missed them dreadfully. And so I hope you'll enjoy my reunion with the Mozart sonatas tonight as much as I've enjoyed arranging it. Thank you.